Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Let's change their votes. Let's also work on changing their hearts on this very critical issue of infanticide. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Now, we know this vote in the Senate that would ban infanticide. This was not an abortion bill that was working its way through the Senate. This bill said, if a baby who was intended to be aborted is actually born alive, and that baby is outside the womb, born alive, gasping for air, then there ought to be some common decency to be able to provide medical care to help that born alive baby. And 44 Democrats voted no. They did not want to have this bill passed. Matt, that is the bad news. 44 Democrats. And here's the thing. In the Senate, unlike the House, there is a rule. It's not a law, but it's a rule that goes back many years called the filibuster rule. And this rule, I think, ought to be abolished, but it's there. It's no longer there with regards to federal judges. You just need a majority vote for federal judges. But in every other area, in order to vote on a bill, you need to break the filibuster. You need 60 votes that would say, now it's time for us to vote on the bill. And when you get the 60 votes, then all you need is the majority, 51 votes, to actually pass the bill. And this filibuster rule oftentimes blocks otherwise laws that would pass the majority. So in this case, there were not 60 votes. There was 44 Democrats that voted no, and therefore the filibuster was not overcome. That's the bad news. The good news is all we need is a couple more votes, and we can get past the filibuster. And once we do that, we'll be able to get this law passed before the Senate.
Yeah, and we've got to do that. And this law really is a reaction to a number of these radical attempts in New York and Virginia and elsewhere to legalize infanticide. Yeah. If the mother has an intent to abort the child up to the very last second, so keep this in mind. That means ostensibly, if a mother is in the midst of giving birth to the child and the child has not fully exited the birth canal and the mother suddenly says, I've changed my mind, I want to have an abortion, and the baby then comes out and is born, what do you do at that point? That is a live baby with the intent, it's always a live baby, of course, but a born child, and if the intent is to have abortion, they're literally the party of infanticide is what they're becoming, sadly, literally says, you just leave the child to die.
Matt, you know, you and I have talked to two abortion survivors.
Yeah.
And it really, when it comes down to it, it's not really about abortion, because what this is saying is that when the baby is born alive, that the abortionist backs away from the baby and allows it to die in the elements instead of helping it to survive.
This is a failed abortion.
Right.
In the sense that they didn't kill the unborn child, which was the intent. The intent was to kill the child. Melissa Oden was on our Faith and Freedom program.
Right, as was Claire Colwell, too.
And Melissa was a late-term intended abortion by a saline injection. And with that, they inject a high concentrate of salt saline into the amniotic fluid, and the baby's skin burns because of the high concentrate of salt. And obviously, the lungs and all of the interior organs are destroyed because it's breathing in and out this high concentrated salt. You can just imagine going into the ocean, for example, with a very low concentration of salt, and you get this in your body. You accidentally swallow it. I know, for example, there's a story of some people in the Dead Sea, because it's a much higher concentrate of minerals and salt, the Dead Sea, that's why it's called the Dead Sea, that people have accidentally ingested that. In fact, when we go there, we say, don't splash, don't get it in your mouth, don't get it in your eyes, it will burn.
Oh yeah, it does.
And it does burn. And if you have any cuts, any scrapes, you're going to know that because it'll burn.
Yeah.
Now imagine being engulfed in that so that your eyes
and your nose,
your mouth and your esophagus and your lungs all get filled with that. That's what happened to Melissa. They intended to abort her.
It was miraculously that she survived.
Unbelievably.
But yet they put her over on a table and they hear this weak little cry, gasp, and she's gasping for breath. And the nurse is like, oh, the doctor, quote unquote, failed the abortion.
Failed the abortion. So another nurse grabs little tiny Melissa, gasping for air, takes her out and puts her into the hands of a NICU nurse. And actually, Melissa just recently met that nurse who helped save her life for the first time. She met her. So that's the kind of situation that we're talking about. If Melissa, in this case, were born alive, as she was, the law, the proposed law, would say, then you've got to do exactly what people voluntarily did. You've got to provide some help to that little girl or that little boy, that little baby, to help them live. And
they have a right to live.
They have a right to live. I mean, we do that with our enemy combatants, right?
Right.
You know, we go to war, somebody on the other side gets injured severely. What do? We provide medical treatment for them.
It's the only humane thing to do.
It's the only humane thing to do. You don't go shoot them in the head.
It's unbelievable that we have reached this point that we're having this discussion. It defies logic. It defies reason. It defies all humanity. It is so patently and demonstrably and objectively evil that the root cause of the fact that we even have this debate can be nothing other than spiritual.
Right.
Because the spiritual blindness of those who would support killing an unborn child, let alone a child who has now been born, and murdering that live child just because the intent of the mother was originally to kill it.
It's unreal that just because you have an intent to kill that you can carry out that intent when your original attempt to kill was unsuccessful.
But you know, Matt, what you said earlier was really the core of it. It's a heart change. And when the majority of America does not believe in this, these representatives are not representing their people. They need a heart change from the Lord to see that this is a life and death issue they're talking about.
No question about it. And you know, the bad news is what I mentioned. There were not enough votes. There were not 60 votes to get to the filibuster in order to get to the vote. If we had 60 votes, this thing would pass. Then it would go over to the House, and it would pass in the House because all you need is a majority, and you don't have a filibuster rule over there. And there should be a majority in the House, even with some of the Democrats. I don't think all of them would vote in a block, who knows, because they all seem to walk in lockstep recently with the Speaker of the House. But at any rate, here's where we are. 44 Democrats voted against it, but 3 Democrats jumped ship. They voted with the Republicans. And 3 Republicans did not vote. Why? Because their plane was delayed because of weather and other reasons. So they didn't get to the Senate floor in time. Those 3 would be expected to vote in favor of moving forward. So here's what we need. We only need 3 to maybe 4 more Democratic votes to actually get past the filibuster. Now, I frankly think that the filibuster rule ought to be abolished because I think it's nonsense that you need 60 in order to vote on a bill that you only need 51 votes to pass. But that's another debate. But all we need is about 3 or 4. So we're not giving up on this, and continue to pray that 3 or 4, preferably 5, to make sure that we have more than 60, votes will ultimately change, and also that their hearts will change, because this is something we shouldn't even be talking about. This is not Republican versus Democrat. Shouldn't be. It's not partisan. Shouldn't be. This is life and death. This is our core humanity. This is a child created in the image of God. It's not even a discussion anymore about abortion per se. Yes, it's something about whether someone survived an intended abortion, but this is a baby now that they can see outside the womb, that they can hear, gasping for breath. My goodness, we can't go to the levels where we would say it's okay to let that baby just simply die. Pray for our country that there's a change of votes, but mostly that there's a change of hearts. We will not give up until the sanctity of human life, these precious children, are protected. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.